If you're not up, get up.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up.
Waking up in the morning to the big sound. Q905 radio, wherever you are, whatever you may be doing at this time. The pleasure is mine in the morning.
No matter if we just let it be. Na, 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 na. The world won't get no better
if you just let it be.
Just you and me.
If you love to hate me, hate to love me. I just love to love me.
Make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hair. But they don't have so very long before their judgment day. So won't you make them happy?
Earlier this week, I played an excerpt from producer and actor Tyler Perry. Many thought it was inspirational. Many wanted to hear it again. A lot of food for thought. Later, we'll try to connect with Mr. Lennox Linton, the leader of the United Workers Party. What has been described as the 1,000-man match. That's later, but for now, let's share with you an inspirational message from Tyler Perry, played earlier this week. Let's listen.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And thank you for asking me to be here today. I must say this is my first commencement speech, and it is also the first time I've been given an honorary doctorate. So as of Monday morning, I will be calling myself Dr. Perry when I return to the studio. Being my first commencement speech, I feel the pressure to say something that will inspire you, something that will make you want to go out and take on the world. So my prayer, my hope, and my intention is to try and do just that today. I don't know if you know this, but I did not go to college. It wasn't that I didn't want to go. It was just that I was going through a very difficult time in my life at that point. And I had also had a front row seat to watch my mother struggle to put my older sister through college. And I didn't want to be that kind of burden on her. I knew firsthand the hardship. And especially, you know, because the truth be told, I wasn't that good of a student. I was smart, but I didn't have the patience to learn a lot of the things that I thought wouldn't serve me in life. You know how hard-headed teenagers can be, they think they know it all. Well, I was one. Sitting there in school, I would get so frustrated because I never thought that I would use a lot of what I was being taught in my real life. And to give that little hard-headed kid some props, there's a few things he was right about to a degree. Because I can honestly say in the 27 years since I left high school, nobody has ever asked me about the square root of nothing. Nobody has ever asked me about the Nina, the Pinta, or the Santa Maria. Nobody, Jane and Susie care, had 4 apples, walked 5 miles, they divided their apples. Listen, I never met Jane and I never met Susie. I know some of you thinking, why are you telling these young folks this? They have just studied, they've learned all this. Well, I just want you to know, you ain't gonna use all of it. But that's okay, that's okay. Some of your faces are saying right now, you mean to tell me I could have skipped college and been rich and successful like Tyler Perry? While that is possible, I want to tell you that the advantage that all of you graduates have over me, this education, this college degree that you have worked so hard for. I envy you, because if I could get back half the time and the monies that I spent and wasted because of what I didn't know, I could have paid for everybody's education in this entire school. You see, somebody say, go ahead. You see, come on, I only got 20 minutes to get through this. Listen, maybe 30. Listen, you see, it was what I didn't know and that I didn't get in college that made it difficult for me to run my business in the beginning. It was what I didn't know, the basics of business, that if I had gone to college, I had could have learned them, which would have helped me so much. Now, I don't feel sorry for me. I'm doing all right. But my journey would have been so much easier had I taken advantage of the kind of education that you have been afforded here at Tuskegee. When I was growing up, my father was a carpenter. He would take me to work with him. And in the summertime, you know, it was really hot, and I'd be out there with him, and he'd be building these houses. And the part that I hated most about this was when we had to put in the foundation, the part that was very labor-intensive. There were the footings that had to be dug to a certain depth. However tall the building was, that's how deep the footings had to be. It was painstaking, you know, digging these holes. And I grew up in New Orleans, so you had to put in these 30-foot pilings sometimes in the ground to be able to support the building. So just to know that, then it had to be what we call formed, where you'd put these boards around, and then you had to tie the steel. And after all that work was done, you just poured concrete over it. And here's the thing. After it was all done, if nobody ever saw it. All that work was done, and nobody ever saw it. No one ever cared about the foundation. The only time you hear someone talk about the foundation is when a house is falling apart. But when the foundation is done right, nobody mentions it. And when it's done right, it can carry the weight of anything that it was designed to hold. Well, that's what you've been doing here. You've been building a foundation, one that will hold you up for the rest of your life. And you know, when I was a kid, I would ask myself, you know, why is nobody paying attention to this foundation? Why did this work have to be so hard? Have you ever wondered, for some of you, why it had to be so hard to get through school or just make it from day to day? Well, that's because what you were building had to be strong enough to support the weight of whatever you could dream. And if you're like me, you are a huge dreamer. You had to have a foundation that is big enough and strong enough and bold enough to hold all of your dreams and handle them coming true. That's why in life, it's not always an even playing field. What I mean by that is this: while for some, studying, good grades may have come easy, but for others, every day here may have been a struggle. For some, mom and daddy had money to write the check with tuition with ease, but for others, they had to make a choice between paying a bill and getting your books. For some, it was easy to focus and learn, while others were distracted by problems that they were going through at home or working two jobs to make ends meet. All that means is that you were being designed to handle different levels of success. I mean, truth be told, no one really knows what you went through to be able to sit in this very seat. They don't know the hell or the turmoil, but trust me when I tell you, all of it was to make you strong. Strong enough to go through whatever you have to go through to get to your dreams coming true. I want you to ask yourself this question today. How much can my foundation hold? As you think about that, I need to warn you, it takes a while to build a dream. Think about that when you get out there and you're faced with all kinds of challenges. When you get out there in the world, I want you to remember something.
Yeah.
What's in the well will come up in the bucket. So thank God that Mama and Daddy and Big Mama and Grandpa and Tuskegee, they put some good stuff down in your well. So listen to me. No matter what happens, you've got good stuff down inside of you. You can always count on it, so you remember that. But what happens if you get out there and you find yourself saying, I thought I'd have this job by now or that job by now. I thought I'd be working here or there by now. Why aren't they calling me back? Why haven't I been hired? You see, when you leave the protection of the walls of Tuskegee, when you step out from under Mama and Daddy's shadow, because I want to tell you something, Mom and daddy protecting you is one thing, but that world out there is a whole nother thing to deal with. So what do you do when you have worked this hard, built this foundation? Everything you are trying to build on, it seems to not be coming together. What happens if you find yourself at an interview and realize that you are being judged because of your name? Or because of the color of your skin? Or because of your size? Or because of who you love or where you come from? What if in a few years you find yourself at a glass ceiling that the one in the career that you thought you so desperately wanted? What do you do? What happens when the job that you wanted or the career that you planned for doesn't come right away? What do you do? Well, it was 1991. I was just about your age then, and I had written my first play. It was called I Know I've Been Changed. It was about adult survivors of child abuse, and I wanted to do this show, and just my intention was just to make enough money to be able to take care of my mother. That's all I wanted to do. That was my goal. Make the money and retire her. Anyway, I had just moved to Atlanta to try and launch this place, so I went to work. I would always work. You have to always work. You gotta always go to work. I managed to save $12,000, and I put the show up, the working used car, bill collector, H&R block tax return. That wasn't quite right, but I got my money out of it. I thought 1,200 people would show up that weekend, but only 30 showed up. My car payment, rent, everything was tied up in it, so I ended up homeless. I ended up out on the street with no money and nothing to my name. But I knew that that is what I was supposed to be doing. I knew that I was on a good foundation. I had put in the work. This was supposed to work. It was supposed to be successful, but it wasn't. Over and over again, it failed, or so I thought. From 1992 to 93 to 94, every year I was doing one show a year. I would go get a job in between, and they would tell me I couldn't take time off. So I would quit. Now, I'm not telling you to go quit your job. I'm telling you what I did. This is my story. I would go tell my boss that I need some time off, and they'd say, no, you just got started working. You just got this job. You can't have any time off. But I knew that that was my destiny, so I kept on doing the play. Every year I would do it, it would fall short, until 1998. In 1998, in the seventh year of me trying, I was about to give up and walk away. I'd had enough of it. I was going to do like my mother said. She said, baby, go down to the phone company, get you a good job making about $350 a week and some benefits, and you'll be all right. But how many of you know mama's dream for you is not necessarily your dream for yourself? I knew I was in the right place when one day I started getting notes from people, this was before email, who had seen the show. They would say, this really touched me. This really helped me. They started telling me how it had changed their lives, how they were moved by it. Then I realized, wait a second, this story that I'm telling about these adult survivors getting over things, this isn't just about me or where I come from. It's a healing for many people. I saw it, I got it, and it hit me, and my intention changed. At that moment, it was no longer about making enough money to take care of anybody. It became about what it did for the people who saw it.
All right, 8:25, Tyler Perry, producer and actor there. Some food for thought this early morning. Stick around. Carlisle John Baptist is investigating. You remember that credit union at in the Mont John area? We have the full story. Stick around, Carlisle John Baptist is on the line. Carlisle, good morning to you.
Hi, Matt. Morning to you. Morning to your many listeners. How are you, my brother?
I'm okay. I'm very happy that you've done a full-scale investigation into this Mont John primary school and the credit union at there. A lot of questions have been asked over the years. I think this has been dragging for some 3 years now. You've been asking some questions, Carlisle. What are you finding out?
Matt, let me give God thanks and praises, because somebody, Matt, is not going to like me today. Another person is not going to like me today. And I'm hoping that she and government will also do what is necessary. The Minister of Education will do what is necessary. Father God, I ask for your continued guidance, protection, and mercy. Amen. Matt, I have with me the entire document, or the documents as it relates to the Monjon Primary School. An audit was done, and the audit was given to the Ministry of Education. The person involved, instead of the Ministry of Education taking action, she was transferred to Roseau. She's holding a big position in the Ministry of Education in Roseau. In fact, she was the campaign manager for the Minister of Education, or one of his campaign managers. So you see why she's not been touched. But I'm telling them, when I'm through this morning, if they refuse to take action, I shall reveal her name to the general public, and they will deal with me accordingly, because I'm ready for them. I have with me the document, Matt, and listen carefully. October 5, 2015, two principal Monjon Primary School, Monjon, from auditor. I have conducted the audit of the Monjon Primary School savings program for period September 1, 2011 to August 31, 2015, and take this opportunity to express some of my concerns and findings. One, during the period of the audit, there was only one withdrawal on November 21, 2011 from deposit account at the NCCU.
Repeat the dates to make clear, please. Repeat the dates that the withdrawal was made.
Okay. During the period of audit, there was only one withdrawal on November 21, 2011 from deposit account at NCCU St. David's branch, despite several payments to members. Two, there were no lodgements made to deposit account at NCCU during the period of audit, despite several collections. You hearing that? Three, there was one parent whose child's passbook showed an amount of $146.70. The corresponding personal ledger account at the school showed that the account was closed, but with no closing date. There was no withdrawal from withdrawal account number 14, and I'm not giving the account numbers. I'm only going to be giving them by numbers, so because we don't want to have the children's name dragged into that. Account number 9, marked closed as at July 2, 2013, on the school personal ledger. The parent indicated that neither she nor her child has received the $51.75 balance. She also indicated that the signature on the withdrawal slip was neither her own or that of her son. I am convinced, based on the patterns of the facilitation of the savings program, that the monies of the saving program were used as a personal cash flow for some individual or individuals. There is also the biggest concern of note, account number 8, cash shortage. There is an accumulative cash shortage of $1,073.28 during the period. This actually strengthens the above point. Someone must be held responsible for payment of these monies. I go back again, Matt. There is also the biggest concern of note, account number 8, cash shortage. There is an accumulative cash shortage of $1,073.28 during the period. This actually strengthens the above point. Someone must be held responsible for payment of these monies. The audit revealed that a number of passbooks are being held at the school, and parents are not sure that amounts shown on these passbooks are actually the transactions which took place. Recommendations. One teacher should be responsible for the savings program and collections based on the collections passed to the principal for lodgements as well as withdrawals from deposit account. 2, all passbooks held at the school should be returned to students and this practice discontinued with immediate effect. 3, that all monies received must be lodged within 3 days. 4, person responsible for conducting transactions during the period of audit should be made to repay the cash shortage with immediate effect. You hear that, Matt? The person responsible for conducting transactions during the period of audit should be made to repay the cash shortage with immediate effect. Conclusion. There is enough money in the deposit account to pay off all the depositors. However, the savings program at the Monjon Primary School has served a good purpose over the years and should be encouraged to continue. The parents whom I interacted with during the audit process have no confidence in the system and are just waiting for the opportunity to withdraw their children's savings. An urgent PTA meeting with auditor and other stakeholders must be held within the month of October 2015 to explain audit and try to regain some confidence among the parents in the savings program at the school. Signed, auditor. I will not even disclose the auditor's name, Matt, but I also, because this is an independent audit done by the audit department of the Ministry of Audit. So the government sanctioned an audit, and an audit was done, an independent audit was done, found the person, the principal of the school to be wanting, monies missing, and instead of asking her to repay the monies, she was given another job transferred to the ministry in Roseau, given a bigger posting. What a travesty of justice in the Commonwealth of Dominica.
Why, you know, I'm just asking, why are these things happening? You know, that person is found wanting, and instead of, you know, the situation being dealt with, that person is being promoted because they may have been the campaign manager for the power rep in that area. Carlisle, what is really going on?
Matt, and I'm asking her to come clean, pay the people their money. We are giving her today, Matt. Hopefully by Monday, God willing, pay the people their money. Otherwise, I will expose her name to the general public because she cannot be allowed to go scot-free.
And promoted in the very ministry.
And promoted in the very ministry. She cannot. There's this audit report. I have this independent audit with me, Matt. I also have with me an entire... get it for you. The entire document transactions, all what was done over the period, the audit, the entire audit that was done over the period. Let me just get.
You want to get to the specific page?
Yes. I just want to make sure. Take your time.
I have no rush.
Okay. Yeah. I have the audit that was done, Matt. An audit was done for the period 2012, 2013, 2014, and 2015. So I have that entire document with me. An entire listing of the ledger. That is to show you how deep my...
But this thing has been going back, way back in 2012,
Matt. I have the entire document...
And this has been allowed to be dragged on.
That is correct. That is very correct. And I mean, you have the people's money. You will trust with the people's money. But children's money...
But you know, Kali, because parents have complained to me that, you know, they need to buy school books for their kids moving on, especially those coming to high school, and they cannot have access to that money. And nobody in the government circle is saying nothing. I had police investigated, and what happened? Nothing.
My brother, let me tell you something. If we have to spend time sitting at QFM detailing all the transactions and exposing what transpired, we will do that. Expose, we have to expose them. And we will call their names. We will disclose what transpired. She needs to give an account of the people's monies. And I'm asking her, I'm giving her today. I'm also giving her up until Monday, because they've met with her and she's adamant she's not paying it. She is not paying it. So let us see, with me now disclosing that, what she will do. And I'm waiting for her, because they like to run and think they can threaten people with lawyer letter. I'm waiting for her, for me to make some money on her when I expose her.
Kalajo Baptist, thank you very much. What a report there. What a report. We have waited, and finally it's in our hands, huh? Let's hear the public now. Hello, talk to me.
Lab.
Yes.
No law, no constitution come from the chief crook. So what do you expect to happen in Dominica?
Let's not mix apples with oranges now. We have the report in front of us. Hey, 8:38, hello.
Yes, good morning, Matt. A lot of times, you know, a lot of callers put a lot of fire on Kala, and very few times we call and really thank him for good work. But I want to thank him for good work. Yesterday, I loved his restraint on that priest thing, you know. He waited until research was done, you know. So it's good work, and I really appreciate it. And it's more of that kind of thing we need, not just saying the thing, but really showing that it's going on. Matt, this sister from the Teachers Association, you need to have this sister on. There's a lot of nonsense going on. And it's sanctioned from the top, Matt, because the top is doing the same thing. That is why it's sanctioned. These people don't see wrong as something to be eradicated. They see wrong as something to be embraced, as wrong as it benefits the party. And good work, keep doing that thing, because it's these little things that we have to shine light on, that people live in every day and know that there is too much wrong going on in this country. Peace and blessings, my brother.
Hello, talk to me. Hi. Hello. 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 I guess you're paying attention to something else. Hello.
I say praises, thanks, blessings, and glory to all those with humanity. Mr. Peltier, blessings to your family, sir.
Good morning.
Let me say hi to mom and everybody else. Carlisle, God bless you, and do not take anything you're doing lightly, and be the best that you can be in what you're doing. I pray your blessings on people like you, Matt, Angelo, and everybody who is trying to awaken people that are fast asleep or fallen asleep at the wheel. Or do we really sitting at the wheel? Who holds the wheel? Master become servant, servant become master. Matt, it's very interesting. Tyler Perry was using the foundation to illustrate a point. You there with me, sir?
I'm here.
Yeah, to really explain, to prove a whole thing. He uses the foundation, and it, according to the height of it, is the depth you go or the width or whatever, to illustrate a point. And whatever it is designed for, that is what it will hold. And Matt, excuse me, Sly Cole, while I do not want to mix apples and oranges, though they are fruits, Matt, but Matt, can you be promoted every time you do something wrong in that corrupt system? And it not can you, it's a rhetorical question, but you're being promoted for doing wrong as long as you're red. I have said already the escape route is red. No matter how brutal, illegal, unconstitutional, there are those who will come and instigate and advocate and defend. And that is what that is happening. They're protecting their own, Matt. It's a criminal enterprise. And one do not want to see the other go down, because they need all the props they can get, because guess what, King? They have messed up excessively through the years, and they cannot imagine themselves not being in those little positions they hold. So they rather shift people around like a cube on a draft board rather than to nip it in the bud. No, that was the foundation that was built from day one. And as I told the brother last night in closing, he said they're tired. I said no. They are completely confused. They're puzzled. They're bewildered. They're stunned by the amount of monies and wealth they have accumulated in a short period of time in a poor country where you have unsuspecting people. A lot of us, Matt, we do not suspect the thing until it's too late. And now, to say that they are tired, they have not worked. They're like a fireman with a hose under his shoulder and in one hand, and a cell phone talking to his girlfriend while the house is burning. So they are preoccupied in doing so many things, they can't govern the country at the same time. So what that is happening, we are suffering the consequences.
So why do you have to promote these people?
What did you say, sir?
I say, why do you have to promote somebody who has done wrong?
Not because, guess what, iron sharpen iron, birds of a feather flock together. They cannot dismiss her. They will make her believe they are clean and she's dirty.
But if the minister of government is condoning, that action in any other country, he too, will be fired.
In any other country, because this country, as Roosevelt Skerritt said, is not a real country. And the leader of the opposition have coined it well. For years now, it's a criminal enterprise. If you want to be squeaky clean, get out of there. You have to be contaminated. You have to be corrupted. You have to be polluted to get endorsement, so to speak. Somebody has to endorse you or approve, say, yes, he's filthy enough or he is docile enough. Is that permissive to just allow things to go? So Matt is a sick situation, but I will say it again. I am doing it, but too much talking, Matt. Bless
you. All right, let's take more phone calls here. We're getting more phone calls. 449-3095. Something is wrong. To promote somebody who has done wrong, and you punish the poor man for smoking a Smith or, doing something very minor. Hello, talk to me.
Good morning.
It's wrong. It's wrong. It's very wrong.
Good morning, Mr. Mark.
Yes.
And how are you?
Good.
All right. Mr. Mark, I want to congratulate Mr. Karayun Baptist. Mr. Mark, when we have to look, if you make sure you're in a job and you're watching on children's phone, you shortage. It should be increase, but not shortage. To make it worse, as I hearing on the report, you mean to tell me after you have that shortage, cannot get the phone, you still going, they have put you in a top rank, hire you in a more perfect job after you have done that wrong? But I will say to Dominica, not Barbados, not St. Vincent, we Dominican, it is time, and unless those that doing those things, we take a positive step and stand up like men and women, we will never and never succeed. We have to be positive, too much negative. We have to stand up. And when we see things, especially when you have your children raising a little fund, so if they succeed in their tests, they can further their education, there is no fund. You're sitting down and you're saying, when we finish, we're going to say, God is good. Continue and repeat, God is good. God is good all the time. But God said he helped those who help themselves. It is time now, I said, over and over. It is time for we, Dominica, to stand up. Overseas, he cannot stand up for us. It is high time now. Those nonsense that going in the country, make us take a stand and be positive. Forget about negative and stand up and get your rights straightened, and by that you can move forward.
Thank you very much, Mr. McGlaw. Good morning to you. All right. Hello, talk to me.
Good morning, Matt.
Good morning.
After Kala spoke, you said that the individual who is being investigated was the campaign manager for the PAL rep of the Monjon constituency.
Yes.
Just a little
No, not for the Laplin constituency, sir.
Yes. Lapi constituency, who is also the Minister of Education. I just wanted to throw that in. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Yes, thanks for that correction there. Yes, for the Lapi constituency. Hello.
Hello. Good morning, Matt.
Yes.
I do not know what is your topic this morning, but I want to talk about the overgotten road in Mary.
You what?
The overgotten road. Matt, our road is in a dilapidated state.
All right, we'll talk about roads at a different time. We all understand and we've, of course, reported before. But this morning, I want to concentrate on what is going on or what has gone on at the Monjon Primary School. Hello.
Hello?
Yes.
Yes, Matt. Morning.
Morning.
All I can say is God bless you and Karai. And I pray protection over you all in Dominica. God bless you all, Matt. God bless you all. Thank you.
Well, just keep praying for us. We'll keep trying our very best. We will not always, you know, make you happy. Sometimes you'll be very angry. It depends on what is reported, but we'll keep trying our very best. Hello.
Matt, good morning.
Morning to you.
Matt, I'm wondering if as a child I had this traumatic experience that my teacher took something that I was trying to save, some little monies that I was trying to save. I wonder what that would do to my psyche if as I grew up I realized that that teacher was never corrected, justice was never done. What would it do to my psyche when I grow up thinking that way, that she did wrong, she stole our little money we were trying to save, and she was never punished?
No, you're making a very significant point. You know, how are we going to be correcting our young people and tell them what is wrong and tell them what is right? You know, when we do wrong, we are not punished.
But Matt, this is very damaging to the psyche of a young person because they're going to think, she was never punished, I can do it, I will never get punished. That I think that is along the lines where the psyche would go. It's not going to go and say, well, that was very good. It's very damaging because she is the teacher. You remember that song of Dice, Matt?
Mm-hmm.
The teacher, how the child looks at that teacher. My goodness. Good morning.
Good morning to you. More telephone calls. Are you there?
Bless and peaceful day to you, Mother.
Yes. Something is wrong with the system.
I am calling on Honorable Peter Saint-Jean. This is in his constituency. Are you not aware, sir? You emphasize and you elaborate on youth and you talk with so much clarity. Are you not concerned about those youth, that their parents need those monies to take care of them? Why didn't you say anything while those in authority entwine themselves into indiscreet livelihood of a struggling people? They enact rules and regulations that we supposed to adhere to. But on the contrary, they do otherwise. Why didn't the law people emphasize on that? We have too many other things going on in our country. Are they not aware? A man was being brought to court for taking a sardine that was to feed his hungry stomach.
Mm-hmm.
This small barefoot man who sometimes steals to feed his hunger or to catch some wildlife to feed his family, sometimes are unemployed, most of the time has to be held accountable for his actions. Yet those who have high positions are violating the same law and go scot-free. My people, is that justice? No. There will not be peace when justice is not the leader. What happens in the dark must be revealed to light. Continue sending your supplications to the Creator, as praise the pathway to life. The Creator hears a murmur, a whisper, a sign draws him near. He never leaves us, neither does he forsake us, or will he see us sit by the roadside and beg for bread. Have faith in the Creator. He moves mountains in mysterious ways. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Hello.
Yeah, Matt, pleasant morning to you, Matt. Pleasant morning.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Matt, certainly I'm not surprised with what is going on, Matt. But Matt, what do you expect, Matt, from a government, Matt, where when people end up stealing, cheating, killing, that this government promoting them, man, giving them promotion on their job, man. Man, the people, the parents of the students that their money went missing, I can tell them that they really and truly they do not want their money, man, because it's been a year now since this lady actually stole their money, man. And none of them ever think of making a citizen arrest on this lady. There is tangible evidence, man. So I'm saying that, man, these people, they really do not want their money, man.
I know I'm going to, you know, it has been advised that they take some civil suit and against the government because, you know, they have been deprived there for many years and nothing was done. Hello, talk to me.
Good morning, Matt. How are you doing?
Yes.
That's Ms. Powell, the permanent secretary in the Ministry of Education.
Yes.
I am listening to your program, and some of the information given by Kalai is not correct. To say that the person concerned has been promoted is not true, and the ministry is dealing with the matter.
How long has the ministry been dealing with the matter?
Because there's a process in law. You have to conduct your investigations, do everything, and then you refer to the Public Service Commission. So to say nothing has been done is not true.
As we speak, because you, of course, you know, you have denied that that person has been promoted. Where is the person as we speak? What position does the person hold?
All promotions are done and approved by the Public Service Commission. I know that the person has not been promoted. But if you are conducting investigations, you cannot have the person at work and there.
If you, I missed that point. If you are conducting investigation, you cannot what?
The person has not been promoted. So to say the person has been promoted to a higher position is far from the truth.
So, but you haven't answered my question. What position does the person hold as we speak?
The person is a principal. That is the position the person holds.
The person is still the principal of the Monjon Primary School?
The person is no longer the principal of the Monjon Primary School, but the person holds a position of principal. The person has not been promoted anywhere.
So the person is just kind of floating around now as you investigate?
Yes. So to say the person has been promoted, it is necessary that we get the facts correct on everything, and then we come to the public with it. But I am dealing with the matter. The matter is being dealt with. So to say the matter is not being dealt with is far from the truth.
No, because we've been dealing with this matter for some years now, and it appears that, I mean, this is being dragged on. Wouldn't you say that this matter is being dragged on?
No, I beg to differ with you. You have different arms of government that have to come to play when...
So 4 years to deal with this matter?
No, it's not 4 years.
How many years?
4 years. The matter came to the fore last year. And from then we have been dealing with
it. So you're satisfied, Ms. Powell, that this matter is being dealt with,
yes,
as it should be?
And whatever decision has to be taken will be taken.
All right. Thank
and
you very
much.
Thank you. Okay, this is the PS. She sounds very serious. She's saying, well, no promotion. This lady still holds the position of principal, but principal where? She's floating around, I guess, doing what? I don't know, but principal of what school? No school for the time being, but she holds, and of course, the investigation continues. Government side of the story, the PS, so it means that this is serious. If the PS can call, it means that this is serious. And she also said, too, you know, at the end of the investigation, let the chips fall where they may. Hello, I'm very happy that she called and gave her side of the story. Hello.
Matt, Dominica is not a real country. My PM, I will check your toe anytime. Matt, you there with me, sir?
I'm here.
Let me try to be short, Matt. Matt, it is how the word I'm looking for, ridiculous. It is shameful. It is enslaving and embarrassing to see how professionals in a country are either manipulated, the arms are being twisted, and talking about arms are being twisted, Matt, we want to know about the ambassador, and so do your investigation, please, my brother. If his arm is in a cast or it is just structured, that is, why is it Hubert Charles, Matt?
Yes.
Do your investigation, we need an update. I am saying, Matt, listening to the lady, you know, the lady was a principal of a school. the scandal came out there. You put her as another principal of another school. It's like when the priest, the pedophile offenders in the priesthood, the Catholic.
From what I gather, blessings, let me just clarify that she is, she holds, of course, the PS is saying she holds a principal position, but we've been told that she's a supervisor, supervising other principals and assisting students with reading. That's what I've been told.
But let me just say something, my brother. It's like you have a police officer. He was in special branch, and he being investigated for doing so. Now you put him in traffic. And if it is that serious, maybe put him on leave until the matter is resolved.
Yes. So,
sent a poor message, Matt. All the poor people before they commit a crime. In less than 2 days, Yankalai reporting, and he was sentenced to 5 years. And he was sentenced when these big people commit is alleged to have committed crimes, Matt. Matt Gon Emmanuel, it drag on, and many others drag on, and they come with all jargon trying to explain something that is inexplainable, Matt. So it is shameful to listen to people. There is a lady I'd want to shout out to, Matt, but Celia Nicholas, just continue to be yourself. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. So this is very interesting, huh? Hello, talk to me.
Hello, good morning, Matt.
You have to ask yourself whether the PS has any control over what is going on. Hello.
Hello, morning, Matt.
I'm here.
A question I would like to ask. As that principal is floating, whatever, is she still getting a salary from since 2015, all that investigation?
She must be.
Oh, I see.
Hello, talk to me. Hello.
Matt.
The investigation is not complete. Hello.
That PS, I mean, she can talk and that, but I agree with everything Blessing said. I said, why didn't she come out and speak before? Tell Kalaya continue to do his investigation. I don't believe a word what she's saying.
Alright, hello, talk to me.
Matt, morning to you and your listeners.
Yes, hello.
The police expect us to work with them, Matt. When people support the ruling party, they get away with it in your face. And when it's the poor people of this country, their name is being tarnished on the media, they're being published in the newspaper, it is not right, it is not fair for us as a people, as a country, as a nation. And I support Carly. The lady should pay back the money. It is not her money. It is not her money, Matt. And she should pay back the money. Those things, they must not be swept underneath the carpet. They should not be swept, and the government is as guilty as the lady who took the money, because instead of penalizing the lady, they transfer the lady with another post. What is the minister saying? What is the PAN rep saying? All because she was involved in the campaign that she should escape from it, Matt, and other people going to jail, other people paying, other people before the court. It cannot be right. It cannot be fair, Matt. Thank you. Good morning.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Well, some people are saying 4 years in terms of the investigation. The PS just revealed, the permanent secretary just revealed that this matter came to, you know, her attention sometime last year. But this has been going on for some time now, but it only got to a purview sometime last year. Let's take a phone call there. Good morning. This is getting more serious by the minute here. Hello.
Hello, good morning, Matt.
Yeah, how are you?
I'm doing good, Matt. But, Matt, that is a problem with a lack of information. I mean, for the length of time this matter is in the media, the PS should have come out and make a statement. So now she realized that Carla is on the ball. She jumps up quickly, I guess, in defense of the government to come and talk about that. But Matt, I have a personal matter to deal with in respect to DG Cell. DG Play.
I'll tell you what, I'll give you a chance to talk about DG Play sometime at 1 o'clock this afternoon. Talk on the block. We'll try to focus on this particular issue. Hello.
Matt.
Yes, quickly.
Yeah, what I'm saying, like that thing happened. The lady should be on probation to investigate the matter. And as Matt say, I would say the same thing. They drag in the matter and take the lady, put her in another position and to talk to people. First thing she should educate in the people is to be honest. You understand? So I would say the matter drag in, and I would talk to whoever it is, go and talk to the Prime Minister to see what he can do.
Well, I'll tell you what, the PS seem, I will give her that. She seemed very serious about in terms of the investigation aspect of it. She did say, you know, let the chips fall where they may after the investigation. 901, but somebody's saying, you know, tell this PS, stop embarrassing herself. Somebody who knows a lot more than I do. Hello, talk to me.
Good morning again.
Yes, quickly.
Too much hypocrisy and double standard is in this country. When will it stop? Matt, the children, money, they have a record book. Everything is enlisted. How long do they have to investigate? Investigate what? Please give me a break. Thank you very much. Dominican, just swallow too much.
And the audit is right here in black and white. Hello.
Matt.
You back.
Work, she must talk.
All right, and I just said that, Marlene. She's trying her best. At least she's coming out and, you know, saying that investigations are going, are ongoing. Hello.
Matt.
Yes.
Yes. Matt, you hearing?
I'm hearing.
Matt, you mean you swallow what the
PS? I didn't swallow. I said I have to congratulate her, at least for coming to give that side of the story. Thank you. Hello. Talk to me.
Good morning, man.
Good morning. Good morning.
How are you doing?
I'm doing okay.
Man, I caller. If caller never come talk, she wouldn't come out with that rubbish. Bye-bye. She should be going to jail.
Hello. Talk to me. There. After this phone call, we can move across to Fine Foods. Hello.
Not for how long nothing happened?
We were looking at 2012.
Okay, and she's saying it's only last year she got to know about
it. Last year it got to her desk.
But she knew that long before. See, Pani Vola, if Pani Sutiwe, the upholder is as great as the thief.
All right.